The temps are warmer, you've mowed the lawn, and maybe even turned on the AC a time or two. It's definitely spring. So StealADealSBI.com is having their spring sale. Log on now and get local deals up to 50% off before they're gone. StealADealSBI.com. This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
We say good morning to Circuit Clerk Paul Palazzola. How are you?
Gentlemen, how are you all doing?
Good to see you.
Absolutely.
I'm glad
to be in at this hour because earlier I was macking on a donut.
Oh, yes.
I didn't want anybody to see
Had you ever heard that phrase?
Never heard that. But I was thrilled to hear it.
East Side phrase. Melton Avenue, St. Cabrini Parish, East Side phrase. Are there trials and court going on as we speak?
Absolutely.
So business, it's kind of business as usual. Did that just change recently?
It slowed down.
Okay.
We deferred a lot of things, but we still had to do certain things in the court system because human nature never ceases. That's a fun way to put it. You know, people still have disagreements that lead to the court system.
Sure.
So we still had to deal with those. Some things were deferred, but a lot of the days we were there throughout the last year, 2020, and then now into 2021. But we're moving forward on a few things, and one of the reasons I'm thankful to be with you all today is to help promote the Zoom traffic court opportunity.
Tell us about that. Interesting.
It is interesting. And together with Chief Judge, Presiding Judge John Madonia, you've heard of him.
Yep.
He's a good guy. And he and some other judges thought it would be great, Jennifer Asher and Rudy Bro, et cetera, thought it would be great to see how we could progress with Zoom traffic court. A couple things. Save citizens time. That way they don't have to travel down to the county building for traffic court. And secondly, it'll save wear and tear and depreciation, especially, you know, right now, as we had Andy Van Meter on Monday, he was talking about all the new changes that are going on at the county complex. This will help, keep people from enduring that hassle that might be experiencing finding a parking place, et cetera, while all that's going on. So, and safety, this will help keep people who are uncomfortable going into a public setting and they have to go to traffic court, use Zoom. And hopefully it'll alleviate those concerns.
When is it going to start?
It started now.
It's underway. All right.
And the most important part about it, guys, is that we have to have people register at least 24 hours in advance. And it's on the day of your court date. And so just let us know 24 hours in advance of your court date that you'd like to use Zoom. You register by going to our Circuit Clerk website, SangamonCountyCircuitClerk.org, all one word, SangamonCountyCircuitClerk.org. Go to the Zoom traffic court menu button at the top, scroll down and register. We'll send you a confirmation email that you're good to go. Got to do that at least 24 hours in advance. That'll help streamline your actual court appearance on Zoom. And that's the way to do it. And it's really simple, really easy. There are certain things we can't do in Zoom traffic court. We can't do a DUI. We can't do a Class A misdemeanor. We can't do a traffic accident. Because if you've injured property, a person, or another vehicle, you have to have that other person there to, you know, be a part of the trial that would ensue. And if you're contesting your ticket, we can't help you on Zoom either. But if you want to take care of being stopped for not having an updated registration sticker, if you've been stopped for not having proof of insurance, if you've been stopped for speeding and want to do supervision, Zoom is the place. It'll save you time. And hassle and wear and tear coming to the county building, and we're happy to help with that.
Walk me through. Have one for a while, so I'm issued a citation, and I simply say I'm going to plead guilty to it.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do?
Well, that you can, if you're simply going to plead guilty, you can even pay online on our website and not have to come down to the county building.
Okay.
But if you still want to do the court experience for that, if you're pleading guilty, you can still do that. You can do that on Zoom and get that taken care of. Or if you want to do supervision, you have two choices there. Even in regular traffic court, you can plead guilty or ask the court for supervision. They can grant that to you for 30 days or 60 days, depending on how long that would take you to pay. Usually that comes to a $255 fine. For supervision.
Do we know there are a lot of other communities, a lot of other counties doing this? Is this something that is fairly unique?
Judge Madonia and I and Judge Asher and Judge Bro were kind of looking at other counties that had taken the plunge. We kind of let them pioneer the effort.
Sure.
I love to use that word. They
Absolutely.
Pioneered the effort.
Absolutely.
We saw what we could improve upon. And let me tell you, one of the things that we did improve upon, some of the counties that are doing Zoom court, let's say you needed to prove that you did get your sticker. You did get your license plate sticker renewed, but you didn't have it at the time you were ticketed. So then to prove that to the court on Zoom and the other counties, you would actually show your registration sticker on the camera. Everybody who's on Zoom court is seeing your personal information. Mm-hmm. We've changed that. We've added a new procedure where you can go onto one of the buttons on our website, snap a picture of your proof of registration or proof of insurance, scan that to us. We see it privately, see that it's valid, and do the appropriate court procedure from there. So it's not like you're showing like in other counties. So that's something we've improved upon that we saw that other counties were doing. Some poor souls were showing their insurance information right on the camera.
Right.
And because it's on YouTube and everybody's seeing it, boom, there you go. Anybody can snap a picture. We're doing it privately. You scan it in advance. We see it. Good to go.
Again, so if they want to do this, how much notification?
24-hour advance notice.
Before your court date.
Before your court date on the bottom of your traffic.
And then it will say what time you are going to be on the Zoom.
Correct.
And it tells you how to log on.
Yep.
And
you register, then we send you a confirmation email with all of that great information.
And it's good to go.
It's good to
go.
And
you can, let's remind them what you cannot do on Zoom. That's very important. That's good.
You cannot handle a DUI. You cannot handle a Class A misdemeanor. You cannot handle a traffic accident that you've had with another vehicle, person, or property. And if you are contesting your ticket, you'd like to say that I was stopped by an officer and he was incorrect. If you are contesting, we can't do that on Zoom either. So, but if you're just wanting to handle a vehicle registration proof of insurance, speeding ticket, asking for supervision, traffic signal infraction, we can handle it all on Zoom. Save yourself time. And the hassle that might be ensued with all of the building going on.
This shows how my mind works. I assume people have to remember that they're actually in court. So
yes.
In other words, there's some propriety involved.
Please. No CNN reporter actions need to be going on there with that poor soul who was not doing very appropriate things while he was on a Zoom meeting. But we would demand that you pretend that you're in the courtroom and make sure that your proper respect and decorum for the courtroom is taking place. So that's got to be a necessity because you are in, quote-unquote, in court.
Shouldn't wear your jammies, in other words.
That's right. Or your mouseketeer ears, please.
Yes.
Leave the mouseketeer ears at home. You are at home. Leave the mouseketeer ears in the back room. So.
How's the give me a progress when you assumed, obviously pandemic changed some things, presented challenges you didn't see coming. When you assumed the office of circuit clerk to where you are now, are you pleased to where you're at?
Oh, absolutely. In 2015, when I had the chance to begin service as circuit clerk, we've done a lot of unique things to enhance the office. We instituted a live chat feature on our website, which I believe has been very, very popular.
Mm-hmm.
And we've accelerated the passport service. And I'd like to just mention that one more time, too.
Yeah, when is that coming? I got one coming up?
We're going to reinstitute the Saturdays probably at the end of summer.
Okay.
And that those passport Saturdays where we would help people in Riverton or in Rochester at the Rochester Village Hall, the Riverton Village Hall, the Sherman Village Hall, Auburn. We would go to the villages and encourage them on a Saturday, 9 to noon. If you would like to get that taken care of, you got families. You don't want to go down to the county building with every child in tow. Come and see us on a Saturday. We can help take care of you and take your picture right there, too.
Okay.
As circuit clerk, one of the things that I had a chance to do was institute, we can take your picture for your passport, make it a one-stop shop experience.
So that means even if I go to the county building,
mm-hmm.
you'll take the picture
absolutely.
Right there?
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Good.
We make it
good.
Come, start with us, and we can help you through the entire process. We've got a great passport team, and if I could just plug our passport website, SangamonPassports.org. If you're out there listening and you're needing a renewal or if you're needing a new passport, we can certainly help in every way. And that's SangamonPassports, all one word, .org. And we outline what you need to do. And we can help you in person, take your picture, make it a one-stop shop experience.
What's the turnaround these days?
Yeah, I was going to say, what is it? People taking vacations.
If it's been extra lengthy because they really kind of shut down the passport office. So it's been about maybe 2 to 3 months. And
okay.
So if you're going on a vacation in the summer, please come and see us now so that we can help you. So, Sangamonpassports.org or the phone number that we encourage people to call us on to get information. 747-5183, 747-5183. That can help you get information for passports. So to answer your big question, Sam, that's some of the a few of the things that we've instituted as circuit clerk, just thinking differently. What can we do to help people streamline their experience with the court system if it's necessary?
Our court security under your jurisdiction is that county sheriff.
That's the sheriff.
That's sheriff. But all the other people, the clerks, the people.
The reporters are reporters. State of Illinois.
Oh, state of Illinois.
Yep.
And they are.
And the clerks are the folks who on my team.
Yes.
That help make sure that the judge's orders are
correct,
recorded and executed from the official record standpoint.
I didn't know that the clerks. I always thought the clerks were part of your operation.
The clerks
are the recorders. I'm sorry,
the recorders are not. The recorders are from the state of Illinois.
I didn't know that.
The clerks that sit to the as you face the judge, that sit to the left of the judge, those are my team members, and they make sure that the orders that the judge enacts are executed and make sure all those that paperwork and facts are recorded for the court system.
Completely unrelated, talking a family history
sure.
with you.
Yes.
Because when Palazzolo's, obviously, that was one of the families that came over with the big group from Sicily many, many years ago, with Madonias, Randazzles, people like that. How long did your mom and dad operate Palazzolo's on North Grand Avenue?
Throughout the 1950s.
Through the 50s?
Yes. I think it was the
first pizza I ever had, by the way.
Indeed, indeed. I'm trying to think of the name of the diner in Happy Days, the television series.
Kutrakon's at one time.
Kutrakon's, but Al's, what was it, Al's Diner in
Al's
Happy
Diner.
Days?
Yeah.
My parents had the Al's Diner of Springfield.
They surely did.
For the Landfair students.
Yep.
For the Cathedral Boys
Until
students,
they moved, absolutely.
And for the Ursuline Academy
absolutely.
Students.
Absolutely.
All those high school students, Landfair, Cathedral, and Ursuline. All went it to was my happy mom and dad.
I remember Paul Kiefner dancing and guys, Claudio hung out. It was just really a neat place.
And my dad did the burgers, the pizza that you experienced pizza.
First pizza.
Then he also had a reputation for candy canes and caramel apples and peanut brittle that he had that marble slab for that he would work on at that Kutrakon's there.
Now, what year did they open then the operation in Lincoln and when did it close?
Yeah, that was the Colonial Restaurant.
Yes. On Keokuk.
And the name, of course, this is all before my time.
Understand.
Because I was born with my parents were both 45. I was a mistake. But anyway, the Colonial, I'm not sure exactly the years of the Colonial
I started teaching in 65, 66. I never went in there. Alice and her family went in there, but I think it closed right around the time I got out there, 65, 66. I don't remember. I think driving down Keokuk, I saw it.
And as I recall, the Tropics was right across the street?
Well, the Tropics was out on the highway.
Okay.
Their place was closer to Lincoln College.
Okay, okay.
Yeah,
one
Colonial.
Of the stories that
good
my,
food.
My
good
parents
food.
Told us that when my brother was a small child and he was there and he was crying and screaming that while he was in the Colonial with my parents, they owned the restaurant, the Colonial. He was screaming and crying that he wanted to go to eat at the Tropics.
Tropic was the place, absolutely. And then what mom and dad, did they stay in the restaurant business when they came back to Springfield? Did they ever live in Lincoln or did they commute it back and forth?
They lived in Lincoln.
They lived in Lincoln.
My brother went to Carroll Catholic Grade
School. Yes, right.
And then they came back. And then my father had a place called the TikTok Restaurant on Clear Lake at the location where the Palazzolo Dairy used
Creamy
to be.
Way area.
Yeah, the Creamy
Way
Dairy.
Yeah.
And he turned it into the TikTok Restaurant. And then he got some health issues, and then he became the food service director at the St. Francis Convent, which was always a good thing to have the nuns on your side.
Absolutely. You never had any inclination to go in the restaurant business with the family background.
I can't cook. I mean, at my house, we pray after we eat. I leave dental floss in the kitchen so the roaches can hang themselves. That's how bad.
Exactly right.
So we don't do that, no.
Always good to see you, my friend. One more time, the phone number or the website
The
Zoom
Sangamon website. SangamonCountyCircuitClerk.org to take advantage of our Zoom traffic court. And passports.
One-stop shop. I love it.
SangamonPassports.org. We want to help.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate
it. You're welcome.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.